Blackstone Audio presents Dope Fiend by Donald Goins. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. 1. The voices inside the flat were loud as the argument continued. Porky, black and horribly fat, stared around his domain with small, red, reptilian eyes. His apartment was his castle. His world consisted of the narrow confines of the four walls that surrounded him. In his huge armchair, he would sit watching the drug addicts come and go. They entertained him, not intentionally, but nevertheless they did. When they came to his shooting gallery and begged for credit, it gave him the feeling of power. With the women addicts, he enjoyed himself even more. When they were short of money, his fiendish mind came up with newer and more abnormal acts for them to entertain him with. He set aside the book he had been glancing through, laying it down in such a way that he could glance at the large color pictures of a horse and woman faking an act of copulation. The four addicts who had just bought a fourth of dope from his doorman were deep in an argument over who would use the two sets of works first. The rest of the tools were already in use by other addicts.
"Here, baby," a dope fiend yelled across the room. "One of you can use my works, just as long as you don't stop them up."
He hesitated, then added,
"Just make sure you clean them out when you finish using them."
To emphasize his point, he stuck the works back down in a glass of water sitting next to him and drew up a dropper full of water. He slowly skeeted it out on the floor, making sure the needle wasn't stopped up before loaning it out.
"When you return them, Gene, make sure they work as good as they do now."
He skeeted some more water out of the needle.